Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number two. I am Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. And Greg, where we left off in quarter number one, we were going over your article that came out last week where you gave about eight different recruits that Penn State is pursuing in the class of 2022 on the defensive side of the ball. And where we left off, we only got as far as the number one guy on your list, Inai White, who is the number one player in Pennsylvania. He's out of Philadelphia. And I believe the last point that I made was that we have to learn that these very top guys in recruiting, their recruiting is different. They are national recruits. They're not regional recruits. And when you deal with them, you're also going to be competing with Ohio State and Alabama and folks like
Absolutely,
that,
Jim. I mean, if you go down the list of Penn State's top targets, and look, that's where you want to be, right? I mean, it's kind of like a catch-22 in a lot of ways because on one hand, you know, you might sit there and say, well, Penn State's recruiting these guys and, you know, in the past they've lost out against the Alabamas and Clemsons and Georgias and LSUs and Texas and USC and Clemson to the world and all that, blah, 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 right? But if you're not in that conversation with those kind of recruits, how are you ever going to get your roster to a point where it is at a level to compete with them? I mean, so, you know, you can say, well, if Penn State was in some recruitments against lesser teams, they'd have more success, and maybe that's true. But at the same time, Jim, you know, you're probably not getting you're almost certainly in almost every case not getting the same caliber of player that they are. So it's a real kind of toss-up deal there where you want to be in the mix there, but obviously it's hard to win those recruitments. And with the guys we're talking about here, a lot of those schools are in play. And so Penn State's recruiting the right guys. They're recruiting for the future, and they'll just have to let the chips fall wherever they do. The first step to that, of course, is like we talked about, getting guys back on campus. Penn State needs that tool in its toolbox. These virtual visits and things like that are great, and Penn State, I think, has come a really long way in how they present campus to people who aren't on campus, but it's still not the same, Jim. You know as well as I do, when you're driving up 322 or if you're coming in 80 or whatever, and you get close, the closer you get, you see kind of the town come into view and, of course, the stadium. And, you know, for a recruit and his family, it just is the starting point to learning all about the Penn State experience. And obviously, in the last class, a lot of guys did not get to experience that. And in this class so far, you have a lot of guys who have not been able to make trips yet. So that's going to be the biggest thing. Obviously, the other schools we're talking about certainly have, you know, they want that tool back too, of course, but they have some other things they can sell in terms of college football playoff stuff and things like that. And for Penn State, you know, they're working toward getting those kind of prospects to campus to try and get them in the fold to work themselves toward that conversation. So that's going to be the uphill battle in this recruiting cycle. And again, it's just hard to say when recruits are going to be able to visit again. So that's something we're not going to be done talking about, unfortunately, anytime soon.
All right, let's get back to the list. If Penn State's going to compete with those teams where they do have a advantage, it's guys who are regional, the guys that are closer to Penn State, the Pennsylvania recruit specifically. Let's look at the Philadelphia contingent on your list. Next up is four-star cornerback Keenan Nelson, who is also from Philadelphia.
St. Joe's prep guy here, so obviously Penn State had success with corners out of there, John Reed being the one that obviously comes to mind for everybody out of the chute. And the 247 Sports composite rating, top 100 player. I believe he's number 10 in his position overall, Jim. Has offers from everywhere and is a guy who, as far as I can tell, is not going to rush to make a decision because, again, I think he wants to get out in the bat a little bit and see some of these options and what they have to offer him in person. So as we go through this list, I'm going to try and not sound like a broken record in that regard, but I do think it's important to remember that while these guys are Penn State's top targets and while they are pushing extremely hard for them, So are these other schools, and I think a lot of these guys are going to tap the brakes either on advice from their family or their coaches or just their own personal opinion, Jim. And they're going to say, you know what, coach? I really appreciate what you're telling me. I really appreciate what you're showing me through Zoom and through FaceTime and things like that. But it's going to be a little bit until I can get more information about your campus and things like that. And so I think with Nelson Jr., he's a guy like many of these who is going to fall into that boat. And Penn State is off to a good start, which I think as we go down this list, Jim, that's really all you can ask for is has Penn State done anything yet to put itself into the top group? And not with every single one of these guys, but with a lot of them, the answer to that question is yes, and that's about as much as you could ask for right now.
All right, let's finish up the Philadelphia contingent with a couple other names. One of them is Anthony Johnson. He's a four-star linebacker. And the other name, another four-star linebacker, is Abdul Carter, who's from Glenside, which is right there in the Philadelphia area.
Yeah, Jim. So this is a guy here who, you know, again, with Penn State looking at, the state of Pennsylvania as a whole, this is a guy who they've been on for quite some time. And, you know, I think if you were forcing me, Jim, to...
Greg, let me interrupt you. Are you referring to Johnson or Abdul Carter?
I'm sorry. Well, both of them. Well, I guess... go ahead.
I threw them both out there.
So. Oh, I'm sorry. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, with both of those guys, yeah, I guess I should use my plurals, right, Jim? We're having an interesting morning and afternoon, to say the least here. But yeah, I mean, with these two guys, yes, guys, as you know, both of them are players Penn State's been on for a really long time. And I think that if you made me pick the two guys on this list who maybe they put themselves in the best spot with, I think these guys would both be at the top. Now, with Johnson, you know, I think there's some other linebackers on the board, Jim, that they're going to keep an eye on maybe before him. I think Carter's certainly one of them, and there's some other guys that we'll get to as well. You know, these are both guys who could come in and maybe help early on. And again, they both have offers from all over the country. So, you know, I think that when it comes down to it, if there were a ranking of the guys on this list who are most likely end up in the class, I think you might have these two near the top of that, but there's no slam dunks at this point, you know, and some of the, I would say this, the slam dunks in this cycle for the most part are the guys who have already committed, the seven guys who are already on board. They were the slam dunks, and I don't want to say every commit from here on out, Jim, is going to be one you had to work extra hard for, and it kind of wasn't a shoe-in or a layup, but, you know, if there are any, these guys are probably the closest, but I don't think that necessarily it's, again, one of these situations where you're sitting there saying, yeah, man, these guys, they are definitely going to eventually commit to Penn State. I don't think it's quite that easy.
Well, let's shift then to a couple other names that you have tied together, and I'm going to do the same thing, and that's Danny Dennis Sutton. He's a four-star defensive end, and Quan Williams, he's a three-star defensive tackle, and they both are from the McDonnell School in Owings Mill, Maryland. And unlike the others, these two have some crystal ball predictions for Penn State, do they not?
Yes, and the thing about, as you mentioned, McDonough's been a place that's been really good to Penn State, starting, of course, with, you know, I think the name everyone thinks of most there is P.J. Mustipher, but there's been some other guys that have come out of McDonough and picked the Nittany Lions. So, you know, they have a very good relationship there, and I think those crystal ball picks you reference have as much to do with the fact that, let's be honest, McDonough has kind of been a pipeline to Penn State over the last few years. You know, they have a very good relationship there with players, with coaches, with the administration. I mean, everything, you name it, they have it. So I think that when you see those picks come in, you know, you think of Curtis Jacobs, you think of Devon Ellis, you think of P.J. Mustipher, and you say, okay, here are the next two stars at McDonough. They're probably going to go to Penn State because that's what all the guys there before them did. So I don't know if it's going to be quite that easy. You know, with Dennis Sutton and Williams, I do think that they could be a package deal, but I don't think they have to be a package deal. But Penn State would certainly probably take that, of course, so would a lot of other schools. And Dennis Sutton has a bigger offer list at this point, so we'll see how that ends up factoring out. But, yeah, again, these are two guys who, because of where they play and because of the familiarity that they have with Penn State and vice versa, you know, you have to like the Lions' chances there. Are they going to automatically commit? No. Are they going to commit tomorrow? I don't think so. But, you know, I do look at this as, you know, a chance for Penn State to get two really good players at one time whenever they end up deciding.
Let's stay in Maryland for a second. Let's go with another linebacker, and that's four-star linebacker Jashon Barham. He's from St. Francis Academy in Maryland, which you say that's a factor. Penn State hasn't been too successful there.
Yeah, talk about the polar opposite, Jim. So if McDonough's a school that Penn State maybe has the easiest time recruiting, St. Francis is probably the hardest, or one of the hardest, that the Nittany Lions deal with, especially in the Mid-Atlantic. I mean, for whatever reason, they just have not had success getting guys out of one of the Maryland's top producing college football, FBS college football schools. So that's what makes this a challenge, because, again, it's hard to give Penn State the benefit of the doubt, considering that there's been a lot of guys come through there and they have had almost no success. Here we talk about the guy who's number two inside linebacker, offers from over 20 schools. Again, Penn State's going to want to host him. It's an uphill climb, there's no doubt. I mean, he has a lot of different ways he can go in this recruitment. And, you know, for again, it's the polar opposite of what we just talked about, because when we look at McDonough, we say, okay, Penn State, you know, has really been able to thrive there. And we look at St. Francis, it's the exact opposite. So no built-in advantage here. You're playing from behind from the get-go, and that'll make this one a challenge.
Let's see if we could sneak in one or two more names. One is five-star linebacker Sean Murphy. He's from Virginia, and he's the number one inside linebacker in the country. Again, a lot of big names they're competing with, the Alabamas, Clemsons, and Ohio States. But this is the kind of guy you got to get if you want to compete with those people, right?
Yeah, the name game record, or the term game record, comes to mind for him, Jim. He is the kind of guy like a Micah Parsons who you look at and say, man, you put him in the middle of this defense and look out, because he's the type of player that can do it all in a lot of different ways. And Manassas, Virginia is a place that Penn State needs to get better in when it comes to recruiting. It's an area that they've kind of struggled with since Josh Gattis left to some degree. So, you know, that's what makes him interesting. Again, the whole world's trying to get him. It's not just Penn State who is trying to land him. And so when all is said and done, I do believe that they'll have a seat at the table. But, you know, another recruitment here, Jim, where it's an uphill climb.
All right, in the half minute we have left, Greg, this is a new name, at least for me, Keon Saab, another IMG Academy player. And where is he? He's a safety?
Yeah, so when you look at Saab, he's a guy that with the IMG connection, if you look at the Penn State target board on offense and defense, Jim, Drew Shelton from Downingtown's now at IMG. There's a lot of players down there, including A.J. Duffy, who I know everyone thinks going west, we'll see. But a lot of guys down there Penn State's interested in. They'll try and get Drew Shelton to work on him, Saab, and a bunch of other guys. We'll see if it helps. Keep in mind, though, that a lot of other programs have commitments from kids down there to, or at that school, too. So time will tell, but he's a really talented player that I think Penn State, again, will have a shot at during the recruiting process.
That's it for quarter number two in our recruiting segment. Stick around for Ask Greg. It won't be long before we get back outside for those cookouts and tailgates, and the best way to get ready is at thetailgateclub.com. We feature your favorites from 409 Tailgate with their Peachy Paws barbecue sauce and famous Bloody Mary mix. We also have great condiments you won't find at the grocery store, like bacon ketchup and hot banana mustard. How about salsas like raspberry chipotle and roasted red chili and honey? Head over to thetailgateclub.com. That's thetailgateclub.com for all these amazing products and more.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.